Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2633, 5 Ways to Use Your Journal for Self-Care by Jennifer of SimplyFiercely.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 5 Ways to Use Your Journal for Self-Care by Jennifer of SimplyFiercely.com. I've always loved journaling, but before this year, I never made it a regular habit. It was usually something I'd pick up whenever I bought a new journal. But after the initial buzz of, ooh, pretty blank pages wore off, I'd lose my enthusiasm. The journal would end up cast aside, usually never to be seen again. But then this January, I made daily journal writing part of my intention plan, my monthly plan to live with intention and love. And I'm pretty proud to say that since then, I've managed to write in my journal almost every day. What I've learned after several months of consistently writing is that my journal is one of the most powerful ways I practice self-care. Without fail, journaling almost always improves my mood, leaving me feeling calm, centered, and capable. Because I know how tough it is to start and stick with a journaling habit, I wanted to share with you a few of the ways I use my journal for self-care. I think one of the biggest roadblocks is not knowing where to start with writing, so hopefully you'll find a few of these super simple ideas and prompts helpful in your self-care practice. Observe and explore your feelings. Have you ever caught yourself having one of those out of nowhere, please don't talk to me, look at me, or touch me, everything's driving you crazy, bad mood sort of days, but you have no idea why? Slowly puts hand up. I know when I'm feeling this way, it's easy to write it off as waking up on the wrong side of the bed or just feeling off. But I found that when I take time to examine my feelings, I can usually find there is a specific worry or problem that needs to be addressed. And trust me, in the long run, this is much more productive than writing it off to some sort of bad mood fairy. So instead of brushing it off, I use journaling to help me dig deeper and get to the root of the problem. Writing prompt, how do I feel? And let your heart pour out. Be honest with yourself. I often start with, I'm having a bad day, but I don't know why. Or, I wish a plague would wipe out the human population so I could have a few minutes of peace. Just kidding, sort of. But from there, I explore different ideas, let my feelings flow without filter or judgment, and write. I almost always find that with time, I can distill my negative feelings down to a specific cause, such as resentment, jealousy, self-doubt, or disappointment, and that awareness helps me to address the issue head on, or to simply accept what I cannot change. Clear your mind. I learned a few weeks ago that one of the greatest acts of self-care is enjoying a quiet mind. It's such a luxurious feeling to stem the tide of to-do lists, emails, and ideas running through your head, and to just stop thinking. The silence is priceless. One simple way to find this silence is to do a brain dump. Open your journal to a blank page and let loose. Write down everything that is on your mind until there is nothing left. When I'm done writing, I usually feel tired, but in that good post-workout sort of way. I know that my thoughts, worries, and to-do list are safe and sound, so I can just relax, let go, and enjoy the moment. Write a gratitude list. Practicing gratitude is an act of self-care because it shifts your mindset from one of scarcity to one of abundance. Instead of feeling stressed and worried about what you feel your life is lacking, you feel blessed and thankful for all that your life is made of. A simple way to start practicing gratitude is to write lists of everything that you're thankful for in your journal. It's a simple yet powerful way to ease your mind and lift your spirits. Forgive yourself. I have a rather unfortunate habit of beating myself up when I make mistakes. I'm pretty sure that, sadly, I'm not the only one. When I make a mistake at work, or say something awkward around new friends, or make a regrettable impulse purchase, I dwell on it, and my inner voice can sometimes be a nasty piece of work. But I am getting better at being kind to myself, and through journaling, I'm learning to accept that I'm human and imperfect and forgive myself. Journaling works for me because it helps me remove myself from the situation and view it objectively. Sometimes I even think of myself in the third person because, let's face it, for some reason we are so much more forgiving to others than we are to ourselves. When I look from the outside in, it helps me to accept what has happened, move on, and most importantly, forgive myself. Indulge in your dreams. I think that sometimes it's scary to indulge in big dreams. For example, I dreamed about starting a blog for a really long time, but I was scared to tell anyone about it. I was afraid of looking silly, and I had a lot of self-doubt. So instead, I wrote about it. It was so therapeutic to explore my dreams and ideas in a safe place without fear of judgment, and even better, with time, manifesting my dreams helped me grow the confidence I needed to launch the blog. Writing prompt, what would you do if you weren't afraid? However you use your journal, my best advice is to pick it up and write. Don't be afraid of getting those pretty white pages messy. Just scribble whatever comes to mind. Start with your grocery list, song lyrics, a rant against your neighbor, whatever. Journaling encourages self-awareness, and once you understand your needs, you can start to take care of yourself. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Ways to Use Your Journal for Self-Care by Jennifer of simplyfiercely.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Jennifer for this post. My favorite type of journaling is one she mentioned. It's actually the brain dump method. I like to do it where I'm not allowed to stop writing and it just gets everything out of my head. I'll usually go one full page. And once I'm done, I feel a lot more clear. So that's one thing to try out. But different things work for different people. So try whatever and see what works for you. That'll do it for this one, but stick around because it's time for our weekly bonus episode, a great one from Optimal Finance Daily. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.